Clinton, some Trump supporters care more about tax cuts than the sanctity of the Constitution. By Pam Key on May 9, 2024. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Thursday on MSNBC's Morning Joe that some supporters of former President Donald Trump cared more about tax cuts than the sanctity of the Constitution. When asked about Trump's rhetoric, Clinton said, "People can't stop covering the circus. Every utterance, every insult, every outrageous action or comment, it gets covered. The context is often missing. What does that really mean? I think it's imperative, especially for members of the press who understand. As you were just pointing out, the world has been here before. People did not take the kind of threats that we saw in the 1930s as seriously as they should, including American journalists. You know, people were taking at face value that, oh, this can be controlled. He may have said some outrageous things, but the institutions will hold." A determined demagogue, unfortunately supported by member of his political party. Other enablers, people who care more about a future tax cut than the sanctity of the Constitution, are falling in line behind him. They are trying to excuse some of the most outrageous things that you just recited. "I don't think the press has done enough to basically say, okay, the circus is here. You can watch the circus, but let's tell you what that means. Let's talk to people who have a real understanding of how dictatorships evolve. Let's look at the people that he admires and what they've already done." She continued, "Back in 2016, we didn't have interviews with him. We didn't have a track record of 4 years in office. You know, there was a lot of speculation. I understood that people wouldn't take what I said necessarily as gospel about what I thought could happen. I get that. But now we know. We've seen him and we've heard him." Clinton added, "Maybe this would be our last election. Because someone who will not accept the validity of an election is someone who doesn't believe in elections. He believes in his own power, his own right to power and his demand that he be installed regardless of whether he gets the votes or not." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.